Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. New Delhi slams Pakistan for long-standing misuse of Organization of Islamic Cooperation platform for anti-India propaganda. West Bengal governor visits violence-hit areas of Murshidabad, assures help to affected families. Gujarat government announces 5% tax rebate on electric vehicles to boost green mobility. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says Waves is emerging as a global connector between creators, buyers and markets for creative solutions. Russian President Vladimir Putin announces Easter truce in conflict against Ukraine till Sunday midnight. In squash, Veer Chotani and Anahat Singh enter final of World Championship qualifying event Asia in Kuala Lumpur. And in IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets in a table-topping clash at Ahmedabad. India has slammed Pakistan for misuse of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC platform, replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi this evening. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said it is a long-standing habit of Islamabad and New Delhi has regularly spoken out against it and raised the issue with friends and partners in the OIC.
It's a habit of long standing, one that we have regularly spoken out against and also raised with our friends and partners in the OIC. There is a certain view about these shenanigans that Pakistan practices in the OIC on the part of our colleagues and friends amongst the other members of the OIC. But we will continue to share our views and bring to their attention what exactly we think of these attempts that Pakistan habitually makes.
Replying to a question on the Russia-Ukraine war, the Foreign Secretary said it is going to be a significant area of discussion during the Prime Minister's visit to Saudi Arabia. He noted that the Prime Minister has articulated India's position on the need for dialogue to address and resolve the issue, encouraging the principal protagonists to sit around the table and find a solution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday at the invitation of the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This will be PM Modi's third visit to the kingdom. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the visit is important on account of the obvious significance of Saudi Arabia as a strategic partner for India. He said the visit provides an opportunity to build on the already strong relations with this strategic partner. The Foreign Secretary said the Prime Minister and the Crown Prince share a very close personal relationship with a lot of warmth and respect for each other, and the bilateral relationship has gained a lot from strategic guidance at the topmost level.
The visit is important on account of the Saudi Arabia as a strategic partner for India. This relationship has for India's energy security. Saudi Arabia hosts a very large Indian expatriate community. Saudi Arabia is a leading voice in the Islamic world and is increasingly playing an important role in regional developments.
Mr. Modi will be welcomed to the city of Jeddah by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The two leaders will co-chair the second meeting of the Strategic Partnership Council. Several MOUs between the two sides are also expected to be signed after the bilateral talks.
The Prime Minister and the Crown Prince share a very close personal relationship with a lot of warmth and respect for each other. And the bilateral relationship has gained a lot from strategic guidance at the topmost level. And there has been a significant momentum also in this relationship in recent years.
Mr. Modi is also expected to visit a factory employing Indian workers in Saudi Arabia. West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose visited the violence-affected areas of Shamshirganj and Jafarabad of Murshidabad district today. He has assured all help to the families of those killed during violent protests against the Wakf Amendment Act in Murshidabad. In Shamshirganj, the governor met the family members of the father-son duo who were killed by an unruly mob on the 12th of this month.
It's a bounden duty of all concerned, particularly the government and all authorities, to instill confidence in them. That confidence building is the first part. Second, take care of the victims, address their needs. Third, give them sense of security. Fourth, give them the feeling that justice will be done. Fifth, establish peace by all counts in the villages and other places in Bengal.
The police have arrested three persons in connection with the killing, including the key accused, Inmajul Haq. People of Jafarabad remanded Border Security Force camps for their protection. On the other hand, a five-member team led by National Commission for Women chairperson Vijaya K. Rahatkar visited the family of those killed in the violence on the 12th of April during anti-Wakf protests in Shamshirganj. 11 people have lost their lives after a four-story building collapsed in the Mustafabad area of Delhi during the wee hours today. Five people rescued from the debris are undergoing treatment, while six injured have been discharged after receiving medical care. The National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, along with the police, fire department, Delhi Disaster Management Authority and other agencies are engaged in the rescue operation. An official from the NDRF described it as a pancake collapse in which a structure collapses vertically. He highlighted that space constraints in the congested area are limiting the use of heavy machinery and posing a challenge to the rescue efforts. Responding to the incident, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta expressed her condolences and ordered an investigation into the matter, assuring strict action against the culprits. She stated that medical arrangements have been made for the treatment of all the injured.
बहुत ही सेंसिटिव विषय है कि जिस तरीके से ऐसी कमजोर बिल्डिंग्स का निर्माण हो रहा है उसकी सारे नियमों को ताक पे रख करके इस तरह की भवन निर्माण में जो अधिकारी दोषी है उनको भी सजा मिलनी चाहिए जो कॉन्ट्रैक्टर या जो बिल्डर उसमें लगा है उसको भी सजा मिलनी चाहिए.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness on the loss of lives due to the building collapse in the Dayalpur area of northeast Delhi in a social media post. Mr. Modi expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. He hoped that the injured will recover soon. Mr. Modi announced that an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. He said the injured will be given 50,000 rupees. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. The Gujarat government has announced a substantial 5% rebate on motor vehicle tax for electric vehicles, reducing the rate from 6% to just 1% to encourage EV adoption. The decision has been made to boost electric vehicle adoption, protect the environment and promote the tourism sector. This green initiative, valid until the 31st of March next year, is now live on the Vahan 4.0 portal. Additionally, the previously applicable tax rates of 8% and 12% on passenger vehicles classified under the Maxi category have been revised to a uniform rate of 6% based on the seating capacity of the vehicles. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the world of creators and their economy is going through a fundamental change. Interacting with the news media in New Delhi today, ahead of the Maiden World Audio, Visual and Entertainment Summit, Mr. Vaishnav said, with the advent of technology, the old model is giving way to the new model, creating opportunities as well as challenges. The minister said Waves is emerging as a global connector between creators, buyers and markets for scalable creative solutions. He said India's creative economy has received an overwhelming boost with more than 1 lakh registrations for Waves 2025. In a significant breakthrough against narcotics trafficking, the Delhi Police Crime Branch has dismantled a cross-border drug syndicate operating between Afghanistan, Pakistan and India. Addressing a press conference in the national capital, Joint Commissioner of Police Crime Branch, Surinder Singh Jakhar, said 10 accused have been arrested in this operation. He said the operation led to the seizure of a large quantity of heroin, mobile phones, vital incriminating evidence and drug proceeds.
दिल्ली पुलिस के क्राइम ब्रांच ने अफगान जो ड्रग कार्टेल था उसको ध्वस्त किया है और 10 लोगों की गिरफ्तारी उसमें हुई है. उनके पोजेशन से करीब 2 किलो हेरोइन रिकवर हुई है और उनके मार्फत जो ये ड्रग का काला कारोबार ये लोग करते थे उसमें 10 करोड़ की प्रॉपर्टी आइडेंटिफाई की है जो फाइनेंशियल इन्वेस्टिगेशन का पार्ट है. 3 गाड़ियां और 2 मोटरसाइकिल भी इसमें आइडेंटिफाई हुई है जो इस ड्रग के कारोबार में यूज हुई है.
The Punjab police have busted 2 foreign-based ISI-backed terror modules, arresting 13 operatives with a cache of arms and ammunition. Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav said these modules were operated by France and Greece-based Babbar Khalsa international operatives who were working in close coordination with Pakistan's inter-services intelligence.
In 2 separate intelligence-based operations, Punjab Police has dismantled separate terror modules which were sponsored by the Inter-Services Intelligence of Pakistan and controlled by the Babbar Khalsa fugitive Harvinder Rinta sitting in Pakistan. The 2 main nodes were France-based Satnam Singh Satta and Greece-based Jasvinder Singh Manu Agma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin today announced an Easter truce in the conflict in Ukraine, starting this evening and lasting till midnight on Sunday. In televised comments, while speaking to Chief of Russia's General Staff Valery Gerasimov, Mr. Putin announced the Easter truce. Mr. Putin said he assumed Ukraine would follow Russia's example, but told the Chief of Russia's General Staff to keep Russian troops ready to repel any violations of the truce by Kiev. The second round of nuclear talks between the United States and Iran began in Italy today. Both sides are discussing Tehran's civilian nuclear program and the termination of American sanctions against Iran. The talks, led by Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and U.S. President's Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, are hosted by Oman's embassy in Rome. Washington wants Iran to halt production of highly enriched uranium, which it believes is aimed at building an atomic bomb. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to all citizens, especially the Christian community residing in India and abroad, on the eve of Easter. In her message, the President said the sacred festival of Easter, commemorating the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, conveys a message of selfless love and service. President Murmu added that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ teaches the values of renunciation and forgiveness, and his life inspires humanity to follow the path of truth, justice and compassion. Vice President Dhankar said Easter symbolizes hope and renewal through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In squash, Veer Chotani and Anahat Singh advanced to the finals of the World Championship qualifying event Asia in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The second-seeded Chotani prevailed 3-1 against Chi Him Wong, his 8th-seeded opponent from Hong Kong. He will now be up against either Muhammad Asim Khan, the top seed from Pakistan, or Amishan Raj Chandran, the 3rd-seed from Malaysia, in the final tomorrow. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets in a table-topping clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Gujarat Titans comfortably achieved the target of 204 runs in 19.2 overs, losing 3 wickets. For Gujarat, Josh Butler was the highest scorer, who remained unbeaten on 97 off 54 balls. Meanwhile, in another match, electing to bat first, Lucknow Supergiants were 166 for 5 in 19.3 overs against Rajasthan Royals at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. New Delhi slams Pakistan for long-standing misuse of Organization of Islamic Cooperation platform for anti-India propaganda. West Bengal governor visits violence hit areas of Murshidabad, assures help to affected families. Gujarat government announces 5% tax rebate on electric vehicles to boost green mobility. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says Waves is emerging as a global connector between creators, buyers and markets for creative solutions. Russian President Vladimir Putin announces Easter truce in conflict against Ukraine till Sunday midnight. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.